A passenger airplane crashed Friday shortly after taking off from Havana's airport in Cuba. The plane carried 104 passengers and 9 crew members. The number of deaths is not yet known. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel visited the site of the crash and told Agence France-Presse, "It appears there is a high number of victims." Cuba's state broadcaster reported the plane crashed in Boyeros, a rural area about 20 kilometers south of Havana. The plane, operated by Cuban national airline Cubana, was heading to Holguín in eastern Cuba. A witness told Reuters the plane's wreckage spread over the rural area and that emergency vehicles and firefighters were there. A worker at Havana's Calixto Garcia Hospital told Reuters 3 victims of the accident had arrived so far. One died from burns, and the other 2 were in serious condition. Friday's crash was Cuba's 3rd major airline accident since 2010. Last year, a Cuban military plane crashed into a hill in the western province of Artemisa, killing 8 soldiers. In November 2010, an Aero-Caribbean flight from Santiago to Havana crashed in bad weather over central Cuba. The accident killed all 68 people, including 28 foreigners. On September 4, 1989, a chartered flight leaving Havana for Italy crashed shortly after takeoff, killing all 126 people on board. I'm Mario Ritter.